Do you know that bats save us hundreds of thousands of dollars per year in pest control? Bats are vital to the health of our agricultural crops, gardens, and forests. They are a natural part of our wild world and should be left alone to provide this valuable service. Rabies infects a small number of bats. Rabies is a virus that can infect any mammal. It is fatal to all mammals, including humans, unless treatment starts right away. An infected animal transmits rabies through saliva by biting, scratching, or having mucous membrane contact with a person or other mammal. One cannot get rabies from just being near an infected animal or from the air, feces, urine, or fur. In rare instances, bats get inside homes and occupied buildings. In these cases, knowing a few facts will help you take action. If a bat is found in a home overnight and could have had contact with sleeping people or pets, or with an unsupervised child, or a mentally incapacitated or inebriated person, you may not be able to rule out a bite or scratch. In this case, the bat must be captured and submitted for testing. If no one can capture the bat, contact your local health department right away to start rabies treatment. Remember, never touch a bat with your bare hands. Bats found indoors or in garages or attics do not need to be tested for rabies if they could not have had contact with pets or people. If bats are living in occupied buildings, seal the living quarters and humanely exclude the bats during late fall once the young can fly. Please remember, bats are small and gentle and do not attack people. Bats are rapidly disappearing from the North American landscape, and we are losing a valuable ally for pest control and crop protection. For more information, please visit cdc.gov and batworld.org.